You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, 1 hour away from debate time. Do not forget tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And you need to get your questions emailed in now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. So Denmark is introducing something to keep an eye on, especially if you are a resident of California, New York, one of these super hardcore lefty states. The legislation is a tax. It's a farm animal tax. Why? To cut greenhouse gases, of course, because those are supposedly harmful. That's why they call them greenhouse gases. Make it sound really, really scary. It's just carbon dioxide. It's not harmful to anything. Your body's made up of it. The atmosphere is made up of it. It's not changing the Earth's climate. This is all insanity. To believe any of this is insanity. However, the dirty communists who are trying to destroy everything are going to use it and have been using it very successfully for a long time, both to enrich themselves and to destroy the prosperity of everyone. And I don't expect you to care about Denmark. I don't give a crap about Denmark. But I do care about you. And this is one of those things. When these crazy European countries go nuts, people in New York, California, Massachusetts, these places, they look across the pond and they say to themselves, wow, we should do that, or we should do more. I forget who it was told me that. Maybe it was James Lindsay. It was one of my buddies. We were talking about this, and I think he called it a death spiral, something to that effect, where they're always trying to out-lefty each other. So they go down so much faster than they normally would be. They're not just trying to match the crazy lefty across the way, the next state, the next country. They're trying to outdo him. And they really are attacking our food supply. Yeah, Lee, friggin' evil. You know what else is attacking our food supply? Hooters is closing. Famous fast food chain Hooters announced Monday that dozens of its locations would be closing across the nation, citing current market conditions. Now, I'm not a Hooters guy. I've been in one, but I'm not a Hooters guy because the food is freaking dreadful. But that leads me to my point here. I'm not sure that it speaks that highly of us as a nation that Hooters has been around as long as it's been around with food that bad. It's bad. Michael, if you had it, you've been in Hooters, right? Okay, so Michael asked about one of the other restaurants that kind of specializes in that thing. Twin Peaks is the name of the restaurant. Michael, why did you have to make me say that on the air? Anyway, the restaurant's name is Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks serves delicious food. Not that I know or anything like that, but Twin Peaks serves delicious food. That's the difference. I'm mad about Hooters because the food sucks. Oh, great legend in your own mind. You used to be a legend in my mind too, but then I heard you say New Mexico and Arizona have good Mexican food. Outside of Texas, the only way to find good Mexican food is at a Texas chain like Papacito's or Chuy's. Every menu whisperer should know this. He's disappointed. Listen, Texas Mexican food is superior to all other Mexican food. I've said that repeatedly. However, it's you Texans, I'm telling you, I've always got to straighten you out. And I'm a Texan by choice, remember? There are good Mexican food spots around the country. Now, they're all in California or Arizona or New Mexico. I've never had really a decent Mexican meal outside of those states. But dude, Well, what do you need for good Mexican food? It's not complicated. You need Mexicans. That's what you need. If you want a good hibachi grill, you better have some friggin' Japanese people. You want to go bagel shopping? Chris better be there doing the cooking. That's just the way it is. The ethnic things are real. There's all kinds of Mexicans in Arizona, in New Mexico, in California. I'm telling you this. I was talking about this last week. I was talking about various places like Southern California or Tucson. Remember, I ran for Congress in Tucson. I lost twice, but I ran for Congress in Tucson. And I was talking about Hatch, New Mexico with the Hatch green chilies. I was talking about Albuquerque, New Mexico, completely underrated city. Albuquerque gets a bad rap, and I admit that it is poorly run and dangerous. By the way, big shout out to 1600 KIVA in Albuquerque. One of the better affiliates in the country, I should note. But Albuquerque's awesome. In fact, we should go to Albuquerque, Chris. We'll go to Albuquerque and we'll eat at that Papado's. Anyway, if you're anywhere along the southern border, you're going to be loaded with Mexican food that's good. Is it as good as Texas Mexican food? No. Albuquerque can't match that. LA might be able to. LA is a big place. But there aren't many places that can match Texas Mexican food. But trust me, you can get good Mexican meals out there. Dear Balding Oracle, I can totally sympathize with your hair loss issues. Yeah, that's not very nice. I knew the front of my hair was retreating, but the other day my 10-year-old daughter said something about my baldy spot. Turns out the rear is disappearing as well. But nobody ever told me. The buzz cut is not far away from me. The news weighs on me like 10 boxes.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
I will say this about my hair and the terrible hair loss I'm currently going through. I did luck out in this way. I didn't get the bald spot in the middle in the back. And my dad got that. That's how my dad got it from both directions. The front was retreating and the bald spot in the back got it. I only got it in the front. So now, if I may say, it looks pretty good. I mean, what, Chris? It does. Yes, it's retreating in the front. It's retreating rapidly. But that bald spot in the back, there's nothing you can do about that. What, Chris? Have I thought about going straight razor? I considered it, but look, you know I'm a confident individual. Is that how we put it? Confident, probably? Not cocky. I'm not cocky, Chris. Shut up. Anyway, I'm a confident individual, so I feel totally comfortable saying this. I don't have the best shaped head in the world. You can't really see it right now because I've got, half inch of hair kind of buzzed on there. If I shaved it all the way, you would see. I feel like when I run my hands on it, it's a little lumpy. And I'm worried that I would have a lumpy head and people would be able to see it. And you know how mean everyone is to me, even though I'm nice. Then the listeners, they're going to be emailing in really mean things and asking me to draw things on the various lumps on my head. You know what people are like. I can't do it. Dear fellow devil dog and body wash aficionado. I hate you guys. My son graduated high school and has been struggling to find a job. My ex-wife has worked for Target for almost 25 years and is telling him to get a job with her. My question is, how do you persuade my son to stay away from this communist LGBTQ company?
Why are you gay?
Well, I don't think I can. And look, Target's a putrid company. You should never shop at Target and all that stuff's true, but a man's got to make a living. And in this day and age, it's hard to make a living for people who are established. My oldest son, James, he's only 15, but he's been unable to find a job and he's been applying everywhere. He's been doing, for a couple of years, he's been doing side jobs around the neighborhood. Some older folks need some stuff moved in the garage or whatnot. He's all about that. He's a good worker and he wants to work. He wants to make some money. But he was so excited to get a basic entry-level job, you know, flipping burgers or something, stocking shelves at the grocery store, something basic, like we all start out with. It's a basic job, nothing wrong with it. You're going to have a good time with it if your attitude's right. He can't even get a call back. He can't get anything. And it's pretty obvious at this point, and this is the way life has generally worked anyway, you really almost just have to know a guy. You have to know a guy, and hey, my son's looking for work. You hiring anybody? And I don't... Is it weird that I don't want to do that? It feels a little gross, doesn't it? Am I wrong in that? What, Chris? No, I didn't mean working on the show. If he had some desire to work on the show, he's actually really great with tech nerd stuff like you and Michael are. He could actually do that very well, video and art and all. He's really, really good at all that stuff. It's not that I wouldn't hire him, but I don't feel like I should for his first job. I feel like he should go out and find your own daggone job. And I feel dirty. And maybe I shouldn't. Maybe this is stupid. I feel a little dirty if I ask a friend. I have a couple friends, a couple of my buddies own little small businesses. A couple of them are managers or assistant managers who could definitely get him a job. And I don't want to be that guy. Maybe I should be. And you know what? Maybe this is an old, wrong mentality for our current era. Maybe it's, hey, it's family, protect your family, and that is what it is. Anyway, I want you to protect your family from Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. Switch your family to Pure Talk. It's much more pure and patriotic. You see, Pure Talk is the cell phone company that loves the United States of America because their CEO fought for it. And they don't just say that. That's easy to say, right? Oh, I love America. Everyone says that. Even Democrats say that. They hire Americans. How uncommon is that? If you've already switched, you already know what I'm saying is true. When you dial #250 and you say Jesse Kelly, you'll get a hold of Pure Talk and you'll start switching. What blew me away when I switched was that the people on the other end of the line were Americans who were pleasant and spoke English. You know that Pure Talk, you know that that costs extra to hire like that. It's easier to hire click in some foreign land than it is to hire an American. But that's how pro-America they are. They do a lot more than just talk about it. They live it. Switch your cell phone service. Your bill will get cut in half. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Speaking of cell phones, let's talk about something. Next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get to this story about cell phone bans, I have a little bit of an update here. Remember that whole Tractor Supply story? We talked a little bit about it last night. Tractor Supply, everyone in who's ever been rural or lives rural knows what Tractor Supply is. Big outdoor shop. You know, you need work boots, horse feet. That's where you go. Tractor Supply. They have it all. Tractor Supply put out a bunch of dirtball commie stuff, bunch of DEI crap, and they got out into the public, and they've just, as you can imagine, they've just been crucified. Their entire customer base, I don't know if you could have a more right-wing customer base than what Tractor Supply has. You walk in Tractor Supply, everyone has a gun. Half the people rode horses there. It's Tractor Supply. And they, of course, go full commie. And I blasted them last night. Told you not to shop there. I'm not alone. A lot of people have been blasting you. And I got to tell you, they put out a statement. You know how cynical I am. You know it takes a lot to sway me back. This statement is not friggin' bad. I'm not going to read the whole thing for you. You know how these statements normally go, though? They give you kind of a want it both ways apology when they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar. They won't really come out and say, hey, we're never going to do this again. We did you wrong. And they usually say, well, I understand it upset some people and that's not what we wanted. We didn't want to upset anybody. And going forward, we'll make some adjustments on things. So they really specialize in not saying anything. You say nothing. It comes off like maybe an apology, but not really. Tractor Supply went the other way. First line is, for more than 85 years, Tractor Supply has been focused on one thing, serving life out here. Every day, our 50,000 team members take care of our customers like family. We deeply value our relationship with our customers and communities we call home. They go into all the things they do, state fairs, animal shelters, farmers markets, 4-H, which is great for kids, and all these things. But listen to this. Going forward, we will ensure our activities and giving tie directly to our business. For instance, this means we will no longer submit data to the Human Rights Campaign. That's where a lot of this came from. The Human Rights Campaign is this vile LGBTQ dirty commie activist thing. They bully businesses into supporting them. They say right here, we will no longer submit data to them. We will refocus our team member engagement groups on mentoring, networking, supporting business, further focus on rural America priorities, education, animal welfare, veteran causes, being a good neighbor, so on and so forth, and stop sponsoring non-business activities like pride festivals and voting campaigns. Eliminate, this is from their official statement, eliminate DEI roles and retire our current DEI goals while still ensuring a respectful environment. Withdraw our carbon emission goals and focus on land and water and conservation efforts. And I'd say a couple other things, and we're always here and ready to serve you, your family, and our legendary service for your for the life you love. See you in the stores. I got to be honest. That's good enough for me. Am I a wuss? Do I need to up my chalk supply? Chris, Michael, am I just in a good mood? That's pretty good. What, Chris? If you never go back, they'll never be encouraged to change. What does that mean, Chris? That didn't make any sense. Yeah, that's a good point. If you got to go back to reward them for that. Look, if you're a business and you have some vile commie come in and take over your company and one of these human rights campaign organizations worms their way in and they get you to do some disgusting, wretched things, then if you own it and say it won't happen again, look, they announced they're eliminating DEI roles and they named Human Rights Campaign. We're never giving to them again. That's good enough for me. Maybe I'm a wuss. That is good enough for me. So good for you, Tractor Supply. How about that? Also, let's talk about cell phones real quick. Because New York City, they're going to ring up a cell phone ban, is what they say, for schools. My only point on this is actually not really about New York City or schools or anything like that. Remember, make your kids put your phone down at dinner time. Make your kids sit there and learn how to have a conversation. Not the easiest thing in the world. Nobody wants to do that anymore. I'm telling you, make your kids do it. Speaking of New York, did you hear this?
Mata claims he was recruited to join the gang to commit robberies. But the most shocking claim, the gang has been smuggling guns into city-run shelters.
Trinidad and Tobago members were smuggling firearms into city shelters inside food delivery packages. That way they'll have to go through the metal detector.
The NYPD is on to this gang.
We've never seen anything really like it. Mm-hmm. They're so dangerous.
Police say within the past year, there's been an increase of over 300% in robberies and grand larcenies. It started back in 2022, 2023, when the influx of migrants started arriving. He says these gang members have no respect for law enforcement.
The fact that they were learning through intelligence debriefings that they're actually instructed to shoot police officers. Wow. If confronted.
According to the
good job, Joe Biden. Stay safe out there, cops. And this is also, remember, this is why we give the Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers is the organization that stands behind these families, these first responder families, Gold Star families, if the worst happens. It's a very, very, very dangerous world out there and getting more and more dangerous for first responders, especially since we're importing barbarians who want to shoot them. That's their culture. They want to shoot them. Now, Tunnel to Towers can't stop that, but if God forbid something does happen, and it does, Tunnel to Towers is there for those families. mortgage-free homes, smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans. $11 a month is all they ask for. Go to T2T.org and give $11 a month. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. Tunnel to Towers. I just love them. I love what they do. And every time I get one of these stories, it reminds me how wonderful they are. Anyway, let's do some emails next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you once again that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's dig into some of these emails. We got a lot to clear out for tomorrow rolls in. Dear Menu Oracle. All right, the Dems are in panic mode and are looking to dump any or are looking for any way to dump the relic. They know he cannot win, and if he does win, the country will erupt because the cheating. The public won't buy it. But if they dump him and cheat, they will come back and say the people voted. What say you? Well, these people don't necessarily think in those terms. And here's why. They are committed to power. All the way committed to power. Gaining more, keeping more. And these are people who don't care about the truth or the country or what's right or anything like that. Yes, they're very, very worried that Joe Biden's going to lose the election. The system would much prefer Joe Biden be president over Donald Trump. Yes, they're worried about that. However, if they have an opportunity to cheat this November, well, they will. It's the Democrat Party platform is to cheat in elections. And you can believe whatever you want to believe about 2020, what they did or didn't do. I don't care. I've never told you that. I've told you very clearly what I believe several times. But the party platform for Democrats is cheating in elections. How do you know this? They believe in two major things when it comes to elections. Mail-in balloting, mail-in voting for everyone, and not showing an ID. The only reason you would want either one of those things is because you plan on cheating, or you at least want to set up the ability to cheat. Have you noticed that every election integrity effort across the country that could be shot down by Democrats was? Do you remember HR1? It's a long time ago. There have been a million stories since then. HR1? What was HR1? As soon as Joe Biden took over, Democrats, Biden, Nancy Pelosi, they immediately tried to pass a bill in the House of Representatives. They tried to make it federal law that every election nationally, no matter what, had universal mail-in voting. I don't care how mad this makes you dirty commies who are listening. The only reason you would ever do that is so you can cheat. Other civilized countries around the world have banned mail-in voting because of all the cheating that happens from it. Democrats tried to cement cheating into law. And no voter ID? Again, look, liberal Aunt Peggy, I know you're insane and I know you have mental illness. I get all that. But don't try that with me. There's only one reason you wouldn't want people to have to show ID when they vote. It's because you want to cheat. Everyone can get an ID. Everyone knows how to get one. You don't even need a driver's license. Everyone's got a DMV in their neighborhood. You go pop in and get an ID. The only reason you wouldn't want people to do that is so they cheat. These are people who will cheat everywhere they're able to cheat. Are they going to be able to do enough of it to swing an election? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. How do we know that? I don't know. But what they don't do, what they don't ever do is back off or worry about going too far. Remember, the communist, we've talked about this all the time. His greatest strength is also his biggest weakness. He doesn't know how to stop or slow down. He only moves forward. Even when he's going way too far and he's taking it too far and he should stop and should slow down, he can't help himself. Do you remember? You know what? Here's a great example of this. Remember the school closures? Why did school closures happen? Well, school closures happened because of idiotic 15 days to slow the spread. But why did they stay closed? They stayed closed because Democrats wanted them staying closed. The teachers' unions, who really, they are a huge part of the Democrat Party, they wanted the schools to stay closed. Well, what is the real strength of the Democrat Party in America, of the Communist Party in America? What is the real strength of it? Their strength is their ability to educate your kids and our kids. We have spent decades sending our children away from our homes to be educated by Democrats in the government school system. And that's their great strength. That's why they're graduating 4 million new commies every single year out of college. Their biggest strength, the source of so much of their power, is the ability to educate your kids and my kids. So they should be protective of that, right? If they were thinking logically, if they were thinking smart, hey, let's make sure we keep doing this. Instead, again, they can't help themselves. They forced schools to remain closed, and it has resulted in a private school boom, private religious school boom, homeschooling boom, because parents got frustrated their kids couldn't go to school. They got mad about the mask stuff. They started to realize how much despicable filth is being taught in schools. And every day schools remained closed, the public school system got weaker and weaker and weaker in the country. There are places in Florida where public schools are closing, or about to close, or threatening to close, because so many kids have pulled out of it. How could the communists be that stupid? Why not just open the schools again? Why not? Because the communist can't help himself. He can't. It's what I talked about when it comes to the debate tonight. The debate tonight is fraught with danger for Trump. It is. He's the one ahead, and the entire thing is rigged against him, and they're going to do everything possible to make him look like an idiot barbarian and make Joe Biden look good. We've already talked about that. But what's the danger for them? I talked about it last night. What is the danger for them? You have Dana Bash and Jake Tapper as the moderators and CNN hosting. Dana Bash and Jake Tapper have been calling Donald Trump Adolf Hitler, the Antichrist, everything under the sun for what, 8 years now? 7 or 8 years, rabid anti-Trump. Dana Bash was lamenting that he wasn't kicked off the ballot. So, what's the danger for them? What if they can't control themselves? If you're Dana Bash, you're Jake Tapper, this is your Super Bowl, the man you hate more than anything is really, I won't say under your thumb, but you have a lot of control as the moderator, especially when you can mute him. What if they can't help themselves and they just start abusing Trump? What if they make it obvious to everybody, to the dog? What if your dog laying on the floor can look at the TV and say, my gosh, they're wronging that guy? They run the risk, if they can't control themselves, they run the risk of turning Trump into a sympathetic figure. And that is a real danger tonight, and it wouldn't surprise me if we see it. It would be the dumb move. It would be stupid. All they have to do is kind of pretend to be a little bit down the road, down the middle, while tweaking every question to make Trump look bad, muting the microphone only at specific times so it's not too obvious. That would be the highly intelligent grand strategist way to do what they're doing. But again, how many times have we seen it? The communist cannot help himself. When he sees something, he has to destroy it. He has to consume it. He doesn't know stop, and he's never known reverse, ever. That's what the GOP does. The GOP only knows reverse. The GOP's never found forward. That's the truth. The GOP needs chalk. I hope Trump's been taking chalk. Maybe chalk should reach out. Male vitality stack, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. It's a lot more than just enjoying yourself with your wife, gentlemen. It's about your mind. Testosterone is necessary for your mind. Logical thinking, energy, clear thinking, mood. Guys, how often are you down? Depressed. You understand that might be a testosterone thing. There are chemical reasons for that stuff. Your T levels get low, you're depressed. It happens a lot. Male Vitality Stack from Chalk. Take it for 90 days. Tell me how you feel. Huge discounts on any subscription for life at chalk.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call them or text them, whatever you prefer, 50-CHALK-3000. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we all check out of here and go tune into the debate. I cannot wait. My wife is excited. I'm excited. Granted, I'm going to miss the first bit of it because I'm driving home, so I'll have to get caught up on that. Whatever. Nobody spoil it for me. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. And in case you don't know, I hate to bring you this breaking news, but when you mute a microphone, you can't hear the person who's muted. And maybe you're saying, Jesse, that's crazy. You got to be wrong. No, I'm serious. CNN demonstrated it.
If we go behind the podiums, you can see two green lights. When they're on, they signal to the candidate his microphone is on. When the green lights are off, they signal to the candidate his microphone is off. Now I want to give you a sense of what it will look like for viewers at home if a candidate whose microphone is off interrupts a candidate whose microphone is on. And so let's say I'm answering a question. My light is green and I'm speaking. Phil's microphone is off and his green lights are not illuminated. He's going to interrupt me as I'm speaking, and this is what it will sound like. My volume remains constant, while Phil's interruption can be difficult to understand.
Now, let's try the opposite. My microphone is now on. Victor's microphone is off, and he's going to interrupt me. My volume remains constant, while Victor's interruption can be difficult to understand.
I am so blown away right now. Aren't you floored by that? I don't know what we would have done. How would we even have watched the debate without that explainer video? Did you know that when the microphone is off, we won't be able to hear that guy? That is, whoa, what kind of space age technology is this? It just feels good to be smarter today than I was yesterday. I'm happy to bring you that information.
Should President Biden shake Donald Trump's hand? Does he deserve that?
Well, that's up to President Biden. And I'm sure there's no love lost there. I wouldn't shake his hand.
That was CNN. So this will definitely be an on the up and up debate. I'll tell you that. Dear Goldfish Killer, Did you ever get any feedback from the politicians you rip on, like John Cornyn? Does his staff ever get in the reach out bag and beg you to stop? Not in so direct a way. They do know. They are most definitely aware. I know this from senators and congressmen who I know. They will swap text messages about it. I mainly hear from the good guys who think it's hilarious, and I can't really name all their names because a lot of the times they want to keep that stuff quiet and private. But if I do a segment and I'm just crucifying Mitt Romney or John Cornyn, oftentimes I will get a text from a congressman or a senator saying, I was just talking to Senator What about this? We were dying. You're right. That guy sucks. So it does happen. The offices themselves, as far as the actual people I destroy, no. You're better off. You see, here's why. There's no winning it for them. What do they get out of it? There's no winning it for them. I'm not up for election. The only thing you can do to me is people can change the channel. And that's fine. But you can't vote me out of office. If one of those guys were to try to start some kind of war of words with me, it wouldn't go well for them at all. What they want is people to not pay attention. You see, they are smart enough to not give it daylight, to not give it breath. That they complain all the time. They've been caught a couple times complaining publicly about, who was it? Mitch McConnell was complaining about someone like Tucker Carlson. They hate all forms of decent right-wing media who hold them accountable. They love all these dorks on the radio and TV who have them on the show all the time. So, Mitch McConnell, hey, Lindsey Graham, tell me what the plan is. How are we going to fight Russia? They love those guys. They despise the guys who actually challenge their power and challenge them to do something. They hate me, which is great because I hate them too. It works out.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden to pardon U.S. service members convicted because they were gay. So congrats to the Air Force. Nearly half of American electric vehicle owners want to go back to gas-powered cars. You know, I've actually considered very briefly owning an electric vehicle at one point in time because the Teslas are really cool. I just could never do it because replacing the battery costs an inhuman amount of money. And the lines at the charging stations, when I stop to fill up, when the Kelly's road trip, you're not allowed to go pee. We restrict our liquids because we are getting to where we're going. I'm dang sure not stopping for 30 minutes and waiting in line to charge up. My blood pressure can't handle that. Massachusetts governor sends teams to the border to beg illegal immigrants not to come to the sanctuary Bay State. I can't believe I'm saying this. You know I'm loath to give the GOP credit for anything. But Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, has mentioned many problems with him as I have. Shipping illegals to sanctuary states. Yeah, it was a political stunt. One of the most effective political stunts I have ever seen the GOP pull off. Oh, sanctuary state? Good. Here's another 10,000 illegals. How you liking them? Alvin Bragg accused of unlawful discrimination in hiring in new filing. No way. The dirty George Soros street communist was discriminating during his hiring? You don't say. Ilhan Omar failed to report assets stemming from husband's shady wine and weed ventures. Of course he's in that. Ethics complaint charges. Man, Ilhan Omar. You think you know a girl, and then it turns out she's dirty. Alito, Americans will regret the court's allowance of government censorship. And the court that allowed government censorship, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, somehow the ones we choose do us wrong. The ones they choose do us wrong. The ones we choose do us wrong. Ah, Lee. CNN assured the Trump campaign that no questions have been sent to Biden ahead of the debate. Boy, I bet that's a real relief. Hey, Trump, you know how we've been caught a million times leaking the questions to the candidates because we hate your guts and we're cheering for them? We just wanted to let you know we definitely didn't do that this time to the dementia-addled president who can't keep a thought in his head. He definitely doesn't have the questions, Trump. Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't. Walmart is replacing price tags with digital shelf labels. Will surge pricing be an issue? Please don't replace price tags. It's such a nightmare figuring out what things cost already. All right, I will talk to you tomorrow after the debate. Email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.